With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The federal government shutdown, now in its 10th consecutive day, shows no signs of ending soon. And U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson lays 100% of the blame squarely at the feet of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican was asked what the off-ramp to the shutdown will be.
Well, they painted themselves into a corner, and there isn't any off-ramp. And that's the whole point. They are not operating in good faith. They are lying to the American people, and they're trying to mislead people so that Chuck Schumer can appease the Marxist left. This is reality. There's a rising Marxist movement in the Democratic Party right now. They're about to elect a mayor of New York City who is at that ideology. Chuck Schumer serves from the state of New York. And he's terrified he's going to get a challenge in his next Senate re-election. That is all this is about.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The U.S. is sending about 200 troops to Israel to monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal.
Officials say the troops will be part of a team that includes partner nations, non-governmental organizations, and private sector representatives. They will establish a civil-military coordination center in Israel to help facilitate the flow of humanitarian aid, as well as logistical and security assistance.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, that driver that just cut you off may not be rude, but robotic. Federal regulators have opened yet another investigation into Tesla's full self-driving technology after dozens of incidents in which the electric vehicle maker's cars ran red lights or drove on the wrong side of the road. The probe covers about 2.9 million vehicles, essentially all Teslas equipped with the full self-driving technology. It's been a rough day on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 429 points. This is SRN News. Young men are going to church. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new study released by the Barna Group indicates that amongst millennials and Generation X, males are attending church in numbers exceeding those of females, a reversal of a historical trend. Barna finds that 43% of men in those generations are going to worship services versus 36% of women. In fact, Barna says this is the first time in all the decades that they have measured church attendance that men have outpaced women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County's law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and recreational facilities has been halted for now, just days after a judge upheld it. A state appeals court has barred Nassau County from enforcing the ban while a legal challenge brought by a women's roller derby league plays out. The decision came after a lower court judge upheld the local law on Monday of this week. This is SRN News. One of college basketball's endearing off-court figures has died. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, the beloved chaplain for Loyola Chicago's men's basketball team, has died at the age of 106. The university announced her death on Thursday night. She became an international celebrity during the team's 2018 Final Four run, even inspiring a bobblehead of her likeness. Health issues led her to step down in August, but she remained an advisor. Loyola President Mark C. Reed praised her as a source of wisdom and grace for over 60 years. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Dolly Parton's sister is appealing to fans for prayer as a country music legend continues to fight a serious health problem. In a posting on Facebook, Freda Parton wrote that during her own prayer, she felt led to ask that all of those who love Dolly to be in prayer for her health. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.